Get ready to get your nerd on.
Kick the week off right with games, gadgets, and general geekery from the ladies of the Electric Sisterhood.
On Tuesdays, get your pop culture news and reviews with a pure Bostonian perspective on the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Geek Aggro is coming at you on Wednesdays to fill what's left of your cerebral cortex with the hottest beats to get you on your feet.
Then on Thursdays, you have me, Phil the Issues Guy, presenting the Live Issues program.
It's going down each week. Only in the land of Ash, nerdcore at its finest.
And now, the Boston Bastard Brigade, Omnis Dream, and Psychological Productions proudly present No Borders, No Race, The World's J-Pop and Alternative Hotspot.
Konnichiwa, my bastards and wenches, and welcome to the second half of No Borders, No Races Top 20 Albums of 2013. King Baby Duck here. Well, folks, it's time for the main event. This is our countdown for the top 10 albums of the year, and we've got ourselves a wonderful blend of musicians coming right at you from America, the UK, and Japan. But before we begin, let us refresh ourselves with who appeared on our previous list. The ones who came in from 20 to 11. Here's a recap.
20 to 11 recap.
Number 20. Yoshi Fukushu by Maximum the Hormone.
Fire underground, la murder.
Number 19. Black Pudding by Mark Lanegan and Duke Garwood.
Was it? Nothing else to do.
Number 18. Engine of a Million Plots by Five Iron Frenzy.
The problem was.
Number 17. Push the Sky Away by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
And my name was written.
Number 16, Orange by X and Y. Number 15, Ready to Die by Iggy and the Stooges.
The waves are breaking hard on the shore. Sex and money.
Number 14, Tsushima Mirai by Tsushima Mirai. Number 13, There's a Last Time for Everything by Lucy Wainwright Roche. Number 12, Hakaiteki Innovation by Sawa Yamanaka. Number 11, Silence Yourself by Savages. Now that that's out of the way, let's get to the meat of it all. Here is our top 10 albums of 2013. These past few years, the electronica world has exploded onto the American scene, while the kings of the genre lay dormant as the likes of Deadmau5 and Skrillex took over. This year, they realized they could no longer be silent, and unleashed an album that was the complete opposite of the genre it helped build. I'm talking, of course, about Daft Punk, whose album Random Access Memories came to us like a lost relic of the 70s. disco-inspired melodies, groovy lyrics, and at times a very Broadway vibe helped make the French duo's first album in 9 years a unique dance classic. It also helped to gather a few friends, including Panda Bear, Julian Casablancas, Nile Rodgers, Paul Williams, and Pharrell, the latter of which helped create the quintessential song of the summer. It's a robot's journey towards love and understanding, and it's the reason why it rests here at number 10. From the album Random Access Memories, this is Daft Punk and Panda Bear with the song Doing It Right.
Doing it right, everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling all right. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling all right. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling all right. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling all right. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling all right. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling all right. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be doing it right.
If you lose your way tonight, that's how you know the magic's right.
Doing it right, everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling all right. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling all right. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling all right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right.
If you do it right, let it go all night. Shadows on you break out into the light. If you do it right, let it go all night. Shadows on you break out into the light. If you do it right, let it go all night.
If you lose your way tonight.
This is your boy Deuces Wild from the Geek Aggro Podcast, and my pick for 2013's best album would have to go to Daft Punk's Random Access Memory. It's just unbelievable. They've taken a big step far beyond what they normally do. Basically, they left behind their highly influential riffy heavy EDM, which they originated with. Now they're basically doing sound styles, production techniques of like the 1970s and 80s. And what you get in Random Access Memory is a mix of disco, soft rock, prog pop, all along with some Broadway style pop bombast, and even a few pinches here and there of some stadium dance aesthetics. It's unbelievable. Guys, you got to check it out. Best album 2013, Daft Punk, Random Access Memory.
And be sure to check out Deuces Wild Show Geek Aggro on www.geekaggro.com. You know, one of these days we got to do a crossover episode. I think it'd be a little bit fun. When it came to surprise album releases, no one did it better this year than David Bowie. Yes, even better than Beyonce. He announced on his birthday his first album in a decade entitled The Next Day, with an album cover that was a weird relabeling of his 1977 classic Heroes. The man formerly known as Ziggy Stardust's newest album called back to his days in the 70s, zigzagging through all his different eras to bring forth a record that was a pure signature Bowie recording. From the hard-rocking title track, And If You Can See Me, to the slower Where Are We Now, the Thin White Duke proves that he can still make some of the most jaw-dropping tracks. Not to mention, he still sounds as amazing as he did when he first started. Perhaps those immortality rumors may have some truth to him. Number 9, The Next Day by David Bowie. And from that album is You Will Set the World on Fire.
Midnight in the village, see the lights of candles from bitter end to gaslight. Buyers lose the stage, old stage notes when the black and guitar burn together on in rage. You've got what it takes. You say too much. The lines that you've written. Van Ronk says to Bobby, she's the next real thing. Crowd's still a hell flight, screaming like a banshee. You're in the boat, babe, we're in the water. You say too much. Oh, you will set the world, babe. You will set the world on fire. I can work the scene, babe. We'll be right back.
Raiders No Races Top 20 Albums of 2013.
Whenever Nathan Williams starts to sing, you cannot help but stand up and notice. His band Waves has been making waves since the release of their third album, King of the Beach. Now, a couple years later, the band has unleashed Afraid of Heights, a record that shows the growth of Williams both as a singer and songwriter. When the opening track Sail to the Sun first hits, you realize you're dealing with another kind of monster. Yes, the surf punk mentality is still there, but so is the mind of a singer that's become wiser in between albums. Either that or he's smoking some really good weed. In any case, Afraid of Heights is an album that could very well stand toe-to-toe with the likes of Nirvana's Nevermind and Smashing Pumpkins' Siamese Dreams. It may not be a classic now, but give it time, and I'm sure it's going to age like a great wine. Number 8 on that list, Afraid of Heights by Waves. And from that album is Demon to Lean On.
You and I. What is up, bastards and wenches? My name is Matt Jaguar. I host the Shuffled podcast over at CerebralPop.com, a music podcast that plays just about everything, and then some. Earlier this week, King Baby Duck asked me to pick out a little something for the podcast, a favorite album of 2013. And while there was a ton of music that I loved this year, like Deaf Heaven's Sunbather or Ghostface Killer's 12 Reasons to Die, the one album I unequivocally love the most this year is Melt Banana's Fetch. Now, Melt Banana, if you're not familiar with them, is a Japanese noise rock band. They tour all around the world. They are very heavily inspired by noise, grindcore, sometimes pop music, also elements of electronic music. And this new album, Fetch, pretty much puts all of that together in this just sweet, candy-coated wrapping that is just so delicious. I just want to eat it up every time I listen to it. I cannot stop listening to this album. It is one of my favorites of the year, and I think I'm going to go give it another spin right now. So go check it out. If you're not into noise music, this might be the one that will get you into it. It's a little more accessible than they have been in the past, and I think that is a good thing. The lead singer just rambles on these crazy, insane lyrics. The bass lines are very heavy and thick. The electronic working in the background and the foreground are just, like, so insane and sporadic. It has all these hooks with it, too. If you want to get into more heavier music, do check out Melt Banana's Fetch.
Never have I imagined Melt Banana being put on my top albums list, as they're one of those groups that comes off better in a live setting. But Fetch proved me wrong in so many ways. An exciting noisecore record that not only stays true to the Melt Banana formula, but also widens its horizons in ways that everyone can enjoy listening to. Fetch is truly a great album filled with mind-shattering guitar solos, electronic bloops, and Yakko's trademark shouts and screams. At times it comes off poppier than albums of the past, but in a way it actually helps with evolving their sound rather than hurt it. It's this year's album to crank while traveling at light speed. Number 7, Fetch by Melt Banana, and from that album is Candy Gun.
everybody. This is Tom Wayland. I'm a director and actor, director of the hit animated series Pokemon, and also an actor in that. I've been in Yu-Gi-Oh!, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, G.I. Joe, lots of cartoons and video games. Anyway, my buddy Evan asked me to chip in and tell you what I thought the album of the year was for 2013. And first, let me start off by saying the whole concept of albums has really changed over the years with iTunes and digital music in general. One of the big perks of that being that, you know, if you listen to this one song, you really like it, you could just buy that song. You're not roped into buying the whole album and then end up with 10 tracks of crap just to get that one song that you wanted. So because of that, the whole concept of album isn't the same as what it used to be. So for me, you know, I don't really get a lot of albums anymore. And if looking back at 2013, I'd say, you know, musically, some of the real winners had to be people like Miley Cyrus. This was definitely her year, taking a page from the Madonna notebook, where any publicity is good publicity. You know, we're all talking about her. I'm talking about her right now, you know? And I think in all that, it even got a little lost behind her skinny butt and her giant tongue that Wrecking Ball song is a pretty damn good song. But again, would I want to buy that album? No, definitely not. So on that note, I'm much more of a hard rock metal kind of guy. So what I'm picking for my album of the year is Black Dog Barking by the band Airborne. Airborne is a hard rock quartet out of Australia. They are the second coming of AC/DC. They're awesome. And one of the things I like about them, if you hear one of their songs and you like it, you will like all of their songs because they're all very similar. They just rock real hard. Great guitar grooves, just straightforward, just throat-ripping vocals. I get a sore throat just thinking about how this guy sings. It's fantastic. They're on Roadrunner Records. This year they put out one, Black Dog Barking. It's full of great tracks. The single that some people might know is called Live It Up, which is great. And one of my other favorites is the lead track on the album. It's called Ready to Rock. And when you've got songs like that, Ready to Rock, Live It Up, Animalize, No One Fits Me Better Than You, I mean, it sounds like tracks from a Kiss album or an AC/DC album from the 70s. And that's just what you get with these guys. And that's the thing. If you hear one thing from them, you're going to like everything from them. And I really, really do. Another bonus perk with Airborne, I turn this on at home, and my five-year-old will come out of wherever it is that he's hanging out just to run into the room and start headbanging. And if it has that sort of primal power over my child, you know it's got to be good stuff. So highly recommended for those who love the hard rock. A close second was Avenged Sevenfold, Hail to the King. And that's much more of metal in the thrash vein. And I got to tell you, these guys, I mean, they play great. They're fantastic musicians, but they know how to mix heavy music. Their mixer needs to get in a time machine, go back to the late 80s, and sit down with Megadeth and Metallica and remix those albums. Because I'm telling you, never has thrash sounded so good as it does with Avenged Sevenfold. That album loses out to Black Dog Barking and Airborne because I think they go for the ballad thing a little too much, and I'd rather just hear the speed, but a good album either way. So I'm Tom Wayland. My album of the year, Airborne, Black Dog Barking. Thanks a lot.
Tom's one of the best guys I've ever come across in Anime Boston, a true down-to-earth dude that knows how to give everyone a great time at a convention. If you're ever at a con and you hear that he's involved with a panel or something, do yourselves a favor and go check it out. And please, be sure to watch the new Pokemon X and Y series now airing on Cartoon Network. Arcade Fire got a little weird for their newest album, Reflector, but fortunately, it was the good kind of strangeness that most bands fail to achieve. Produced by former LCD Sound System frontman James Murphy, the Canadian band's fourth album casts a spell on its listeners, sending them through a party filled with lasers, confetti, and lovely debauchery. It's Studio 54 if it had more Calypso injected into its veins, with songs like Here Comes the Nighttime and Flashbulb Eyes ringing loudly in anyone's ears. Yes, it wasn't as heart-wrenching or transcendent like the suburbs, but at the same time, Reflector is a fun escape from the mundane world. At the very least, it's quite glittery. Number 6 on my best albums of 2013, Reflector by Arcade Fire. And from that release is Normal Person.
Sorry about that. Thank you guys so much for coming out.
Now come down to the 5-star club. These top 5 albums are, in my eyes and ears, the most essential releases you can own for 2013. In fact, I believe you can't claim to own the best works of the past year if you don't own all 5 of these albums. So let's get things going with the band that I'm happy to crown Best New artists. We've seen a lot of these Americana folk bands come through, like Mumford & Sons, The Swell Season, and the Avett Brothers, but not one of those groups can carry the magic and energy of a live show on a studio album. But that's exactly what Skinny Lister did on their debut release, Forge and Flagon. The drinks are poured as high as their spirits, and the imagery in their lyrics are filled to the brim with beauty and warmth. From the waltz-like 17 Summers to the a cappella John Kanaka, Forge and Flagon is what a folksy party should sound like. One filled with fields of daisies and a never-ending supply of liquor. That's why it's number 5 on my list. From Forge and Flagon, here are Skinny Lister with Rolling Over.
Please be waiting, my way back home I'm making as I roll back to your side. I'm returning, I'll keep the home fire burning as I roll back to your side.
This is Andrew from Wicked Anime, and my favorite album of 2013 is Consumer Junk's Must We Unite. I certainly like me some killer electronic music, and if you like killer electronic music too, Consumer Junk's Must We Unite is where it is at. Though still a relatively young band, they have been great from the get-go. Back in 2012, they released a remix for my favorite band, Grendel, and Grendel told me, hey, you have to check these guys out because they are awesome. So I did, and they were not lying. These guys know what they are doing. So maybe you want to run places really fast, or maybe you want to bring your mind on a technoid rave cyberpunk adventure, or you just want to listen to some awesome beats. Either way, give Consumer Junk a listen and find out why Must We Unite is my favorite album of 2013.
Thanks, Andrew. And as his brother Jonathan mentioned last week, you can catch their show Wicked Anime on www.nerdyshow.com/ Wicked Anime. It may sound a bit corny, but meeting those guys at Anime Boston was a real highlight of 2013 for me. A great bunch of guys who share a similar passion for anime like myself. I like to think of this next band as the Wes Anderson of the music realm. The first self-titled album, Played Like Bottle Rocket, where it was a tad strange, but you can get a feel of what they were planning to unleash on the world in the future. Their second album, Contra, was a lot like Rushmore, where their cool quirkiness started to unravel from under the layers, almost reaching that sort of identity that stands out from all the other musicians. Now comes the third album from this band, Modern Vampires of the City, which revels on their identity in a beautiful way, in a Royal Tenenbaum sort of fashion. Obviously, I'm talking about Vampire Weekend, whose newest album blends a Paul Simon mentality with a Beach Boys melody. Truly one of the best bands from America, Vampire Weekend has shown plenty of muscle and heart into every one of their albums. But Modern Vampires of the City takes all that they've learned from these last 5 years and jams it into one of the most exciting albums of 2013. From Diane Young's hand-clapping beat to Yahe's spiritual beauty, this is an album worthy of any person's Abnormal Life soundtrack, which is why it's here at number 4. From Modern Vampires of the City, here are Vampire Weekend with Worship You.
Only in the way you want it, only on the day you want it, only with the understanding, every single day you want it, only in the way you want it, only on the day you want it, only with the understanding, every single day you want it, you, you. City with a weight upon a city in the way you want it, city with a safety, ever never in a blessing on a city with a weight upon a city in the way you want it, city with a safety, ever never in a blessing on a you.
Valentine, and my favorite album of 2013 is Kendrick Lamar's Good Kid, Mad City. I really like this album, honestly, because it reminds me of old like Outkast back in the 90s. And also, I just think that almost every song is a song that you want to crank and sort of like drive down the street with and take long trips and maybe even just, you know, party with your friends. It's probably my favorite album of 2013. Expect the best Hunter Valentine album to be coming out in 2014. We're currently writing, locked up in Kiyomi and Laura's little den of music love, and hopefully going to put something together soon for your beautiful ears to listen to. Also, something coming out in the summertime that I can't really say yet, but let's just say we might be on television.
Thanks, Laura, and be sure to check out her band Hunter Valentine at www.huntervalentine.com, one of the best all-girl bands on the planet, and their last two albums, Collide and Conquer and Lessons from the Late Night, have been featured on this list in years past. If you need an exciting frontman in your life, look no further than Frank Turner, finally emerging in the States with England Keep My Bones after stealing the hearts of many in his UK turf. Turner has proven to be one of the most wonderful and uplifting songwriters to come across the Atlantic in a long time. This year, he came back with Happy Punches with Tape Deck Heart, and even though it's been called a breakup album, there's nothing here that will hurt that precious organ of yours. From cursing out a certain French film in plain sailing weather and looking for a shoulder to lean on in recovery, this is the kind of album that every lover of rock music has needed to heal themselves from a dark period in their lives. It's a grand awakening that will fill your brain with joyful endorphins and hopeful dreams. Number 3 on my list, Frank Turner's Tape Deck Heart. And here he is now, ready to tell you those four simple words.
Because we're all so very 21st century. You're probably listening to me on some kind of portable stereo. Maybe you're sitting on the back of the bus, or it's running up your sleeve and you're across from your boss, or you're sitting in your bedroom on your own with the lights down low. I'd like to teach you four simple words, so the next time you come to a show, you could sing those words back at me like they're the only words that you know. I want to dance. I want to dance. I want lust and love and a smattering of romance. But I'm no good at dancing, and yet I have to do something. Tonight I'm gonna play it straight, I'm gonna take my chance. I want to dance.
I wanna dance. I wanna dance. I wanna chase some lust, some love, and a smattering of that old time romance. But I'm no good at dancing, and yet I have to do something. Tonight I'm gonna play it straight, I'm gonna take my chance. Yeah, I wanna dance, I wanna dance, I want you and me, but the drum heads out at the front. So I need some to see you, remember these words.
Nico Case is in a kingdom of her own, and thanks to her newest album, The Worst Things Get, The Harder I Fight, The Harder I Fight, The More I Love You, she can lay claim to just about every corner of the country folk market. In one moment, she will coo like a dove in songs like Wild Creatures and I'm From Nowhere, and then in the next, she's roaring ferociously in Man, in the hauntingly beautiful a cappella, Nearly Midnight, Honolulu. There's probably not another woman out there that can hold the attention of any listener like Nico Case. And unlike many of the pop stars that are drowning the mainstream realm, what makes her stand out is her authenticity, her sincerity, and her originality. It's why she deserves to be on this list coming in at number two. Nico Case's The Worst Things Get, The Harder I Fight, The Harder I Fight, The More I Love You. And from that album is The Hard Rocking Thing.
I'm a man, that's what you raise me to be. I'm not an identity crisis, this was planned.
And now we've come to the cream of the crop, this year's best album. Let me just state that it was hard to make a decision this year for my pick. Frank Turner, Vampire Weekend, Nico Case, and this final band all released albums that are deserving of this title. One that has been given to the likes of Mono, Kanye West, Fucked Up, Beck, and a few others in years past. And I'm going back to when this show began as a college radio station in 2006. But when it came down to it, I had to pick the album that was drawing me in every time I listened to it. Like a moth to a light. Ironic, considering how dark this album truly is. But before I share my thoughts on this specific album, let's hear a few words from my pals in the band The Stampede and see why our picks tread common ground.
Hi, I'm Tony.
I'm Manny.
And I'm Chris.
We're The Stampede from Boston. Here to talk about our favorite album of the year, Like Clockwork by Queens of the Stone Age. I personally feel that the album has a nice feeling as a whole. The songs go well together. It's not disjointed like some albums are, with really good songs, really bad songs. All the songs are really solid. Got a nice sound. They flow well together.
Seamless. Start to finish.
Yeah. That's my big thing. It has a lot of great musicians, a lot of good sounds. Josh's voice is exceptional. He's progressed a lot. And you gotta give him a lot of credit for what he's done with that band.
So yeah, like you said, man, it's just seamless. I defy you to listen to that and not listen to it start to finish every time. It's an entire experience. Not a bad song on the album, with all unbelievable amount of special guests. You got Elton John, Jake Shears, Nick Oliveri. He only sings one song, but he's still on there. Three different drummers to produce one album, and if I wasn't told ahead of time that there was three drummers on that, I would be friggin' floored. Unreal. Yeah, so I don't know. I'll say my favorite songs in the album, if nobody else is gonna do it, I don't care, just do this shit, but My God is the Sun, Smooth Sailing, two top songs off of that album. Just also an unbelievable amount of talented musicians playing, like, 300 different instruments, some of which I've never heard of.
Yeah, I think it's remarkable that they've been kind of the pedigree, one of the pedigree bands in rock and roll for so long, yet they're still progressing and growing and finding new directions, because it can be kind of risky for a band that's at the top to put out a new album, so they're still kind of at the top of their game. And considering all the lineup changes and what Josh Homme has gone through over the past couple years, I mean, his medical issues, it's still great to see him come out with this new album and to have it have, like, really groovy songs like Smooth Sailing and Sat by the Ocean, some kind of, like, slower songs, such as the title track and The Vampire Time of Memory, that are, like, really kind of, they're almost downers, but they're still just beautiful songs, and then just have them still get really heavy and groovy, like old Queens of the Stone Age, kind of the way they do on My God is the Sun, or maybe Fairweather Friends. It's, like, it's just an all-around, complete package, and also a step forward for a band that's been great for a really long time.
Definitely Josh, I feel like, stepping out of his comfort zone. Like, I think he started a little bit with, what was the song he did with John Paul Jones on Them Crooked Vultures, where he mentions live, he's like, you know, this is the only person that made the song sound cool. I feel like that was like the preamble to, you know, his piano, him with the piano
really
singing.
That's a good point, he plays piano.
He's never done that before. Flying colors on that shit. And then speaking back to your thing, when you brought up his medical situation, I mean, that's like a brush with death. And one thing you've always told me, and I've always read about him, is, you know, the idea of going out to the desert and, like, having, like, just no other distractions or any other things in the way. It's just a way to, you know, you lose sight of why you're making music. And doing that and getting removed and remembering why you made music in the first place, I feel like, yeah, his brush with death was kind of like the ultimate, like, curveball. Be like, all right, now find your way fucking back to music, which he took a long time. Well, he took his time, and he fucking damn well earned it. And I hope you can blur out my swears. I do apologize. I get passionate.
I think the internet's an open field, but I think we can do whatever the...
Either
whatever
that,
we can edit F it. We want.
We can make you sound like a...
We're unedited. We're the Stampede from Boston. Queens of the Stone Age obviously is a huge influence for us. We like our rock and roll heavy enough for the guys, but we like it groovy enough for the girls. We're playing a couple shows coming up. If you're interested, we're playing Wachusett Mountain out in Western Massachusetts, Saturday, January 25th.
Mountains King is just minutes away.
Just minutes away. Minutes
and so away. Is Dirty, Dirty Rock
Dirty
and Roll.
Dirty Rock and Roll. And then Friday, February 21st, we're playing with our good friends in Moxa and the Color Channel at the Great Scott in Alston. If you want to come see some rock and roll and party, good time. That's us.
Check out our website. It's www.totalslaughter.com.
And here's to some good rock and roll for 2014.
This was the year of Queens of the Stone Age. Writing this album after almost dying on the operating table, frontman Joshua Homme found himself in a foggy state of mind, and in order to get himself out of it, he had to drag both his bandmates and fans in with him. The end result was like clockwork, a record that explodes and sets everything around it on fire, like a rabid phoenix in the desert sky. With a little help from Trent Reznor, Dave Grohl, and Elton John, this album is the heaviest, darkest, and most brilliant piece of music to come out of the industry anywhere. It's also the most open Homme has ever been in his lyrics, from dealing with heartbreak in I Sat by the Ocean and loneliness in The Vampire of Time and Memory, to not giving a crap in If I Had a Tail and acting all groovy and smooth sailing. Like Clockwork is a schizophrenic beast that demands to be able to rip your neck off while whispering sweet nothings. Nothing else compares to its brilliance in 2013, and that's why giving it my Album of the Year award is a no-brainer. So congrats, Queens of the Stone Age. You deserve every ounce of this honor. So with that, here's my favorite track from Like Clockwork, featuring Trent Reznor. This is Calopsia.
Thank you.
So that's it. Those are my top 20 albums of 2013. Give a big round of applause for every one of these artists that appeared on my list. And for those who didn't make it this time around, hey, better luck next time. Well, that about wraps up this week's No Borders, No Race. Remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bass Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, song requests, if you're a band and want to be featured on the show, or if you have any questions for our teacher, Sawa Sensei, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbassbrigade.com. I'm on Twitter at king_baby_duck. You can follow me on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com, and you can like us on facebook.com/Boston Bass Brigade. And do not forget about all the other shows under the Electric Sisterhood, including Electric Sisterhood, Geek Aggro, and the Issues Program. A big thank you to everyone who contributed to these past two episodes. Bright Primate, Cyan Mulligan, Tom Whalen, Deuces Wild, Andrew and Jonathan of Wicked Anime, James Regal of The Broken Broadcast, Phil the Issues Guy, Laura Petreca of Hunter Valentine, Matt Giguere of Sheffield Podcast, The Stampede, Clay Inferno, Danny Phantom, Tom Molesky, and Brian Viglione. All of you helped make these last two No Borders, No Race episodes so much more special. And a big special thank you to you listeners out there. I know there have been a lot of changes within the B3 podcast and website these last few months, but I thank you from the bottom of my heart for sticking by. I promise you, 2014 will bring much more greatness within Boston Bass Brigade, No Borders or Race, and everything under the Electric Sisterhood umbrella. So, how should I end the show? Do I merely say farewell? That's just not my style. I need to go out with something unexpected. Perhaps, well, how about this? Why don't I play you a track from my favorite re-release? You know, when an album gets pushed out again with some cool extras and whatnot. You know, yeah, that sounds about pretty right to me. And for this one, I'm going to get a little personal. And I really don't give two shits and a fuck if this takes away any of my street cred. When I was a kid, the very first album I fell in love with was Huey Lewis and the News' Sports. I can already imagine people turning off the podcast right now, but I don't care. I wore out that cassette tape like there was no tomorrow, to the point where the sound became muffled and unlistenable. This year, Huey Lewis re-released the album for its 30th anniversary with a bonus disc featuring live versions of all the studio tracks. Yes, it shows its age, but the songs are still as great as they were when they first hit the airwaves. Patrick Bateman in American Psycho said it best regarding the album. I think they really came into their own, commercially and artistically. The whole album has a clear, crisp sound and a new sheen of consummate professionalism that really gives the songs a big boost. He's been compared to Elvis Costello, but I think Huey has a far more bitter, cynical sense of humor. True words have never been said by a psychotic character. So right now, let me play you one of the live versions on the 30th anniversary edition of Sports. Here are Huey Lewis and the News with Walking on a Thin Line. And until next time, this is King Baby Duck reminding you that you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard, but it sure helps.
Here's another one off the new record. It's called Walking on a Thin Line. Dark and I pray for the light, and sometimes the light's no consolation. I'm blinded by memory, afraid of what am I doing to me, and the tears and the sweat only mark my desperation. So easy to ignore. Is that what I was fighting for?
shoot to kill. A specialist with a deadly skill. A skill I needed to have to be a survivor. So right now, so they say, but sometimes it don't work out that way. Cause you're never the same when you've been under fire. Sit there.